This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
High noon in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. Shout out to Jeff. When we were in the break, he said, yo, I got my credit pie ready. And I just went to look. He's there. Jeffrey, hit us with the credit pie, baby.
I just want to give credit. I want to give 40% to my defensive X factors. And I want to give another 40% to my offensive X factors because they did their thing yesterday. Connerly, he had his hands full over there, but I think he did a pretty good job for it to be his first real game in the NFL against ones. I loved it. Our defensive line, I went into the season wondering if the additions to the D line were good additions, how it was gonna play out. And yesterday showed me these boys can play. It doesn't matter the age that they were brought over, how they were with their previous teams. Our defense and our offensive line really amazed me yesterday. And then I got to get a last 20% to AP, man. A lot of people, when he made these decisions on bringing these players in, oh, he's old, or the other teams left out. No, we got to give it to him. He's hit on him.
Yeah, man. Can we get a hot dog update? Have we let White Brian off the hook here?
So we let his giant brother, A-Mac. White Brian finished 10 glizzies, and A-Mac is finishing the last five.
I applaud your graciousness, Jeff.
Yeah, only because I don't want to work the stream this week because White Brian is sick.
CK, the cluster buster also came in and said, hey, man, don't kill yourself over a bet. And honestly, eating 15 hot dogs, that's got to be a serious sodium bomb. So, White Brian, you've had 10 hot dogs now. How are you feeling?
Not great. Very salty in the mouth.
Yeah. You feel bloated?
Yeah.
He feels very salty in his mouth.
Pause. Hey, Jeff, you saw Jeff eat it by himself? I don't want to work the stream, so I say, hey, let the other dude eat him.
Gotta think ahead, man.
White Brian, if you can focus on the football, as a Giant fan, you said to me you never thought that you weren't sure they'd win, but you thought they'd keep it close. What is your reaction from yesterday?
I was hoping the offense would look better than it has the last couple of years, and it arguably looked
preseason.
Worse. So it's the same old with the Giants.
I look good in preseason, though.
They took that preseason
seriously,
baby. Yo, the two teams that couldn't stop talking about how seriously they took the preseason, the Bengals and the Giants, combined for 23 points yesterday.
That shocked me yesterday.
The Bengals?
The Bengals against the damn Browns. Didn't they play the Browns?
Yeah. Browns have had a good defense. But, yeah, their first drive was awesome, and they couldn't do anything after that. Let's keep these phones going. Our guy Mark is in Landover. Mark, what's up, man?
AJP, AB Mitch.
What's up, man?
I said they were going to stomp them into the ground. It didn't quite go that way, but if they'd have cut down on those penalties, I'd have been close to the fact, my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And also, man, as far as JP, you've been asking about the credit pie, and I've got to lean towards what Mr. Mitchell said, because I think that Mr. Josh Harris knows some metalsmiths, and they made a really big tin pie pan for a huge pie, and I think that it would only be appropriate for everyone in the organization on the way back to the top should get a piece of the pie. And also, I'd like to give a shout-out to B. Mitch again and Mr. Santana Moss. Because that really, Brian, you really made it a class thing of him going into the Ring of Fame, buddy, and you did an excellent job. And I really appreciated you messing with him a little bit. And Tana handled it with class, and you did it with class, my friend.
Thank you.
Jeff told me you guys' lines are loaded up, so I'll get off here, guys. And hey, let's win that game Thursday night, buddy. And everybody gets a piece of the pie, and that synergy's on the way back like it was when you were playing in 91, Brian.
That's good.
Have a good day, guys, and take care.
Thanks, right, brother. Appreciate it, man.
All right, buddy.
Our guy Zeke from Southeast is on the line. Zeke, what do you got, bud?
Hey, guys. What a great win. I got to start off by giving 20% to the front office and Adam Peters for putting this roster together. And then you got to get another 20% for the coaches, man. I mean, what a game plan, offensive and defensive. And then, of course, 20% for the offense, 20% for the defense, and 20% for the special team. I think it was a whole team effort. So not one individual or one player, but the whole team. I mean, we didn't look our best, but we looked like we were ready to play. And that's one of the big things. And also, JP, I want to give another 5%, another extra for our Maryland Terps for going out there.
Let's
and getting
go.
The win as well.
I'm glad I didn't put a mortgage payment on it, though.
Right.
Thank you, Zeke. Appreciate it, bud. Let's go to Q-Ball. Hello, Q-Ball. How are you?
Brothers, brothers, brothers.
What up?
All I want to say with the credit pies, B. Mitch, Lord have mercy. I'm sitting in my chair enjoying the we talking about credit pie. Let's talk about the pancake hits. It started off with Kinlaw, that first drive, monster play. Let's talk about Jeremy Reeves with that pancake hit that caused that turnover. Let's talk about Deron Payne being constantly double-teamed but made that sack. I see why he gets a lot of attention because of the double teams that he has to hit. A lot of people don't catch that. Let's talk about Nick Ballore on that bone-crushing pancake hit on that punt coverage. And the rest of my pie goes to the offense. Eckler and Bill, dynamite. Just tearing up the grass out there. And then the last piece goes to Mr. Debo, of course, for holding it down in the past plays. But overall, the bone-crushing pancake hits is where my focus was, fellas. I'm out. Thank you.
Appreciate
right,
you, man. Good
Appreciate
call.
You.
Thank you. Debo was full dog. I mean, blocking all of
it. Hey, man. People were making those comments about Debo and things like that. And as we had stated, he caught pneumonia and couldn't really work out. Came in heavier last year. He admitted that. But the dude on that field since he's been here, and Adam Peters even said it. No, no, not Adam Peters.
Kingsbury.
Cliff said he came in, he was overweight. He said, I'm going to lose this. Don't worry about it. Dude lost 20 pounds. He was serious about it. And when the people were trying to make the comments about he was being slow, he wasn't slow then. He had already came in and lost the weight. And on that field yesterday, you see why his name is Debo. He inflicts his will on people.
Totally, dude. Our guy Drew is on the line. Drew, what time did you pull into that parking lot, man?
We were there at 7:30, and, you know, it started a little drizzly, but it sure ended a beautiful day.
What time did they actually let you in? Because I know you're in, like, the super tailgate lot, but still.
8 a.m.
8 a.m.?
8 a.m.
Damn.
So, and when we were in at 7:30, we were not first in line.
I saw the picture you sent me.
Yeah, there was 15, 20 cars in front of us, and by the time they opened it at 8 o'clock, there were people, it was going out to the street. They had to double up. It was crazy. It was bedlam in there yesterday, and I think it's just going to get better all season. So I'm excited. Yesterday to me proved last season was not a dream. We're going. This is real. So I'm excited.
All right.
But
you got a credit pie?
Yeah, I do. I'm going to give 40% to the defensive line and 40% to the offensive line. And both those lines played outstandingly. And that's, you know, when 80% of the credit pie can go to the Lions in the first game, that tells you that this year could be a fun year. Because the trenches still matter, you know. And then, and I think that I would take 5%, 5%, 5%, the cornerbacks, you know, 5% for the all three cornerbacks, right? So Lattimore, Amos played great, good rookie game. I wish he would have gotten that interception. You know, penalty pulled it back. That would have been a great way to start. And Samerstill, those three guys are going to be good. And I give 5% to Jaden. Hard to not give Jaden credit pie. I mean, he's just awesome on the field. And what the hell? I just say the other 10% goes to everybody. It's just a lot of fun to watch these guys. You know, I can tell you my buddy Bleep You Vince did not have a good day.
Yeah, but Bleep I You Vince.
Bleep You Vince, he's gone. I took him to the train station. He went. He was sad the rest of the day. He's going to be sad for a while. So, but Washington has something to be happy about, and the season is on.
Appreciate you, Drew. So, thank you. You know, I also have a friend named Vince that's a Giants fan, and I saw him last week, and he was going to the game, and then he had some work stuff pop up. He had to fly out of town, and I was like, secretly, you're not that upset about that because you know the Giants aren't going to win.
Yeah, he was happy.
He's like, oh,
he was happy as
whatever,
hell.
Man, whatever.
He was happy as hell.
Let's go to Chris at Culpepper. Chris, what up, dude?
What's going on, fellas? How are y'all?
We're good, buddy. How about you?
Oh, living the dream on this Monday. 50% to the defensive line. I haven't seen a defense play like that in years. As soon as the ball was hiked, they were in the backfield. They were smashing Wilson. Every ball that came out of his hand looked like a pop-up. Enjoyed it thoroughly. 35% to the cornerbacks. We literally have Troy Vincent on our team right now. His last name is Amos, and he's a stud monster. They didn't throw the ball his way at all. They weren't bringing his name up, just like with Laramie. Didn't hear anything all day. Love the cornerback situation. Last little bit I'm going to divvy it up to is 15%. It's to all the running backs in the team, including Debo, including Jaden, including Eckler, including Bale. And I can't remember the last guy's name. It's just
Nichols.
Yeah, and I mean, they were just running the ball. Fourth quarter, running with their heads off, smashing everybody. Bill with that run, that 55-yard run at the end of the game. Just excited. We didn't play that well, guys. And look what we did.
Yep.
Good luck, Cincinnati. We'll see you Thursday.
Thanks, you. Dude. Not really sure how Cincinnati fits in, but that's okay. Let's go to Danny in D.C. Danny, what up?
Sorry about that, guys. I took a Teams call. Was coming in, but get back to it. I think 30 has to go to the fans, 30 to the effort of the whole entire team. And I think 20 goes to the halftime ceremony. I think it's getting better. It's B. Mitch, you did a great job doing that, running that show yesterday, and then 20 to the coaches.
All right.
Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate you, Danny. I'm going to try to wrap up these calls because we are hoping to hear from Dan Quinn next. Alex is in Vienna. What's up, Alex?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First and foremost, I was giving all my credit pie goes to Dalen Lyle you know, for getting the comeback started.
You talking about the Nats, dog?
Oh, wait. We're talking about the Commanders? I'm sorry, man. I'm just messing with you.
I'm like, who the hell is he talking about?
The show that starts at 2 o'clock, they'll be all over that.
In all seriousness, John Bates is not getting enough credit on both of the running touchdowns. You look at him, he is clearing people out. And I mean, he is just a marvel at what he does. And it's one of those unsung roles. But if you watch the video clips of both Debo's touchdown and Bill's touchdown, he is just tearing people up on those blocks.
He's a monster, dude.
I'll tell you, John Bates did. The people that know, because John Bates got a nice contract extension this offseason, man. So somebody knows.
Right. A question for B. Mitch, if we've been in the locker room. How do you clean up penalties?
Like it's all mental. It's all mental. I mean, you got to go out there, and the thing about it is mental and physical, because when you normally are out of position, you grab. If you're sitting up there and you're not focused on the right thing, you normally make mistakes. So it's a mental thing where you got to constantly go through it.
I think a lot of
are
that,
drills?
Too, a lot of it was procedural
stuff. It's not necessarily drills. It's all mental for the most part.
Like, like for instance, you had two veterans yesterday, Alex, Zach Ertz and Austin Eckler, both called for false starts, procedural stuff.
Yeah,
they hadn't been on the field yet.
People get anxious.
Those are veteran players that made little mental mistakes. You don't have to drill that. They're fully aware of the mistake, and I highly doubt it happens again.
All right, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you. Shout out to Dale and Lyle. all right, last call for right now. Alex is in Silver Spring. What's up, Alex?
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
All right, man.
Hey, man, one main thing that we are leaving out that we got to give a lot of credit to, man, is the sport. What do they call them? The therapies, the ones that keep you trained and all that.
The trainers?
There you go. The trainers, brother. Thank you. The trainers, man, because no like major injuries. Just look at Pittsburgh, man. They lost three big Joey Porter Jr., and I can't remember the other two. So that's hats off on that. And good. So I'll say 40% defense. I'm glad. I'm rooting for Kinslaw, man, because especially his story. And I'm a shelter volunteer myself, so I'm definitely rooting for that brother. And everything goes well. I'm glad he got paid. Everything else, he deserved it. Everybody was criticizing him, overpaid with what Adams did, but it's. You know what? I'm glad. I hope Adam keeps doing all kind of moves and everything else. That way, if everybody else criticizes it, it's a good thing.
There you go. Appreciate you, Alex.
The other thing, too, man. All right, bro.
Thank you, bud. Shout out to my man, Alex. He said, what are those guys called? The ones that do the training? The trainers. Appreciate you, Alex. When we come back, Dan Quinn speaks to the media.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet. Bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style. FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is finally here, and the only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.